From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting.
All of America is praying and grieving for the families who lost their precious loved ones. Horrible act. Our hearts break for them, and we pledge to renew our resolve in their memory.
That's President Trump speaking Wednesday about the families of those killed and injured in a terrorist attack Tuesday in New York City. At least 8 people were killed, 11 others injured, in what is now being called the deadliest terrorist incident in the city since the September 11, 2001 attacks. Among those killed were 5 Argentine citizens and a Belgian. Police have begun to question the driver of the rented pickup truck who mowed down people on a busy bike path. They're trying to learn his motive. Officials linked the suspect, a 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who came to the U.S. in 2010, to social media accounts that contain Islamic State-related materials. He was shot in the abdomen by a New York City police officer. He's now out of surgery and recovering in the hospital. The terror attack quickly became a political issue after President Trump blamed a visa program that he said allowed the suspect into the country. He called the U.S. justice system a joke for moving too slowly. He said he wants to work with Congress to abolish the immigration lottery under which the suspect entered the United States. Those remarks drew criticism from Democrats who said the president was rushing to politicize a tragedy at a time when law enforcement is trying to determine the facts of what happened. On Wednesday, on Twitter, Trump blamed Senate Democratic leader Charles Schumer of New York for allowing, quote, the terrorist into the United States. This is VOA News. The Reuters news agency says the U.S. is now pursuing direct diplomacy secretly, behind the scenes, with North Korea, despite the ongoing war of words between President Trump and the country's leaders. Reuters says it has learned from an unnamed State Department official that Joseph Yun, the U.S. special envoy to North Korea, has been speaking privately and secretly with diplomats stationed at the North's United Nations mission. U.S. senators questioned the top lawyers for Facebook, Google, and Twitter during a hearing before the Senate Intelligence Committee on Wednesday. They accused the companies of negligence, allowing themselves to be vehicles for fake news, especially during the 2016 presidential election. This is Richard Burr, a Republican and chairman of the committee.
Does it trouble you that it took this committee to get you to look at the authentic nature of the users and the content?
Mark Warner is the senior Democrat on the committee.
First of all, I hear all your words, but I have more than a little bit of frustration that many of us on this committee have been raising this issue since the beginning of this year. And our claims were frankly blown off by the leaderships of your companies, dismissed, said there's no possibility, nothing like this happening, nothing to see here.
California Democrat Dianne Feinstein said, "What we're talking about is a major foreign power with the sophistication and ability to involve themselves in a U.S. presidential election and sow conflict and discord all over this nation." The United States voted Wednesday against ending its nearly 60-year-old economic embargo on Cuba at the U.N. General Assembly. The shift back to a no vote came a year after the United States abstained for the first time under former President Barack Obama's administration. Obama was working to normalize ties with Cuba at the time. His efforts included making an historic trip to the island nation and reopening an embassy there in the capital, Havana. Medics and a Yemeni health official say at least 26 people have died in an airstrike in northwestern Yemen. The airstrike Wednesday hit a hotel and neighboring market in Sada province, which is located near the border with Saudi Arabia. Houthi rebels, who took control of Yemen's capital 3 years ago, blamed a Saudi-led coalition for conducting the airstrike. The conflict in Yemen has killed more than 10,000 people and has created a humanitarian crisis. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.